Each week I try to answer a question. This week's question is, if there is no sin in heaven, then how did Satan sin? This is great. What we are told about Satan's first sin is just from a few places in the entire Bible. In fact, I can give you everything the Bible says about Satan's first sin in just a few seconds. So I'm going to read you all of them. Hang on. Luke 10:18. This is what we know from Jesus. Yes, he told them, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. I want to know more, but there's not. Okay, Isaiah 14. For you yourself said to yourself, I will ascend to the heavens and set my throne above God's and the stars. Above God's stars. I will preside on the mountain of the gods far away in the north. Keep going. Next verse. I will climb to the highest heavens and be like God. I will be like the Most High. But what happened? Instead, you will be brought down to the place of the dead, down to the lowest depths. It's like, I want to know more. Ezekiel 28. You were in Eden. That's strange. The garden of God. Your clothing was adorned with every precious stone. Now, don't get lost in this unless you are a geologist. Red carnelian, pale green peridot. I was like, is that how you say it? I looked it up. White moonstone, oh boy. Blue green beryl, onyx, jasper, blue lapis lazuli. That's a great name for a dog. Turquoise, emerald, all beautifully crafted in the finest of gold. They were given to you on the day you were created. Now get this, next verse. I ordained and appointed you, anointed you as the mighty angelic guardian. It's as best we know. He's talking about Lucifer. You had access to the holy mountain of God and walked among the stones of fire, but you were blameless in all you did in the day you were created until evil was found in you. And then the last thing, this is all scriptures, this is the entire Bible, Revelation 12. Then there was a war in heaven. Michael and the angels fought against the dragon and his angels. Please clarify. And the dragon lost the battle. He and his angels were forced out of heaven. Who is this? This great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, was the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all his angels. That's everything we know about the first sin of Satan. And the best we can piece together is he was created as a good angel and tried to be God himself. It didn't work out so well. He was cast out of heaven and then, get this, never given a second chance. So my question is, could I sin in heaven and be thrown out of it? That's my question. And the answer is no, because our salvation is held by Christ, not by you, and heaven is secure. So to help you with this, there is three uses of the word heaven in the Bible. I hope this isn't too much for 10 a.m. It's been a long week, hasn't it? Is everybody just exhausted? Okay, no pity. Here we go. There's three uses of the word heaven. There's not three heavens. There's three uses of the word heaven. First one is heavens, meaning the realm of the skies above, where the birds fly. The atmosphere. Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim his handiwork. Second use of heaven is the spiritual realm that we cannot see, where angels and demons are at war. 2 Kings 6 tells us this. When Elijah prays, God, open my servant's eyes so he can see what I can see. And he does. That's the realm where Satan rebelled. That's what you need to know. And then the third use of the word heaven is the final home for all believers, where God will be our God and we will be his people. That's Revelation 21. Not three heavens, three uses for the word. So the answer is Satan rebelled in the spiritual realm, not the final place where believers will be. Now, as we think through that, they were never given a chance to be bought back because Jesus didn't come as an angel to save the angels. He came as a human to save humanity. That is worth worshiping. That is worth singing about. Let's worship.